husband's at work today and he said he had a hankering for pork chops.
I was like, this song rocks. It was Hootie and the Blowfish.
I'm talking about pants. The cinched ankles. It was giving Chernobyl, okay?
Not from the 40-year-old women on the podcast.
I can't give it up. Styling and profiling.
Hammer time.
Whoa. It's the 413. Let's tell everybody to listen to our show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the 413 podcast featuring the PCB peeps. First up, we have Andy.
What's up?
Next, we've got Abby.
Hey.
From parts unknown, it's Bill.
Yo, what's poppin', slam burglars?
We've got our pal, Jared.
Oh.
And I am Eric. And tonight, we have a special guest, a return of a special guest. Talk about lots of fun things tonight. We want to welcome back Christina.
I've got to do my hair upright. Got to shift at Subway tonight. I'll bring my sister as my advisor. And my brother stole my visor. Load up the car with the whole.
Hello. I feel like you invited me back because I like overshare and you're going to capitalize on that.
Well, we were going to have Brian
as long as he could.
Christina told us to bump him and put her on. So we said, sure. I saved myself. I'm so proud of you.
You did so good, Andy.
I'm so proud.
Yeah, Christina's like, I've been on the podcast one and almost two times now and you haven't been invited at all. Crazy. Thanks, Andy, for bringing that up. Try to smooth that one over.
Great start.
Beautiful. We're off to a great start. Well, it's that holiday season where people start to go a little bit nutty with their shopping.
Mm.
We are just coming up on Thanksgiving. We're just coming up on Black Friday. I guess I have a quick question. Is anyone actually Black Friday shop? Is this like a thing?
Never.
The age of technology? No.
Back in the day.
I just saw this great Black Friday sale by a local Berkshire business that I was thinking about patronizing. So
do it.
Okay.
Everyone has a Target though. That's the problem.
Has anyone done like an overnight or like a wait really early for like a TV or anything?
I don't believe in it.
No, but the Holyoke Mall just opened a place called Mystery Bins and it's Black Friday deals every day.
I don't want a mystery bin, though. See, that's a trend. I fucking hate. I hate mystery boxes. The kids are like, get me a mystery box. I'm like, no, I'm not paying.
It could be garbage or it could be something that's
it's always garbage.
But
it's always garbage.
Painted gold.
I think the mystery is just the fun part of it. But what we want to talk about tonight is in the spirit of shopping. First thing we want to do is we were kind of discussing trends, like what are things that are cool now, whether it's fashion or otherwise, that we just like cannot get on board with. Maybe call us curmudgeons, like we're showing our age, but we just can't get on board with some of it.
Pants.
Yeah. There's also some things that we desperately want to hang on to that aren't so cool anymore that probably get us laughed at in public.
Yeah, what up?
Our hair. It's definitely our hair.
Well, that is one. And then we want to walk through some places in Berkshire County, maybe even a lot in Pittsfield, places that you can shop for some cool nifty gifties. Is that something that we can get on board with saying nifty gifty?
Like nifty gifty.
I'm not okay with that.
I gotta go.
But yeah, I was gonna say I gotta look from all of you. Okay, so that's my first one is nifty gifty. Apparently, we gotta get that one thrown out. Okay, so what is something that is like trendy right now that you just can't get on board with? Anyone want to start?
Mystery boxes. I fucking hate them.
So like, blind boxes? Or you mean like collections of
the
things?
The stupid collection mystery things. And it's like, hey, there's 10 of them. Collect all 10. And you're like, I swear to God, this entire package is all like orange. And it's like, you can get the super rare blue one. And I'm like, I'm going to take this fake cat and I'm going to shove it down someone's throat.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
My kids.
What is a mystery box?
It's like literally they go, here's a box and it could have one of 10 things in it. And they go, collect all 10. And then you like your kid buys it. They don't know what's in it. And they're like, oh, this is like the fifth blue one I got. It's like a cat or something. It's all just different colors.
Remember the free toys you used to get with like the Happy Meals and stuff? Yeah. It's those, but now you pay $10 for them.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're like outrageously priced and you end up getting like the same ones or like really common and they try to get you to get the rare ones so you keep going. And what happens is people will go and open the boxes in the store and peek in and then...
And that's frowned
what
upon.
What store? What store?
Like Target.
Target, anywhere.
Newberry Comics, like... Newberry Comics probably has the biggest selection of blind boxes that I've seen.
Newberry Comics needs to grow up. All right. Let me open the boxes so I can see what the hell's in it. Because if I get another one of the purple ones, I'm going to freak. And then the kids never want to trade them. They're like, why don't you just trade this with your friend, man? You got five purples. He's got five blues. And they're always like, no, they don't want to. They don't want to trade. Like,
see, that's the fun thing. But the problem is there's so many different blind boxes that it's hard to like collect the same ones as your friends. Right? Because it's like there's... But I guess you could trade different brands and genres.
It's just awful. It's just literally a money grab to
lure kids. Are any of these things ever going to be the new Beanie Babies? Or is it just going to be complete trash forever?
Complete trash. It's just...
What, are you glorifying Beanie Babies right now, Jared?
No, but they're still selling for stupid amounts of money, right? There's still somebody buying them somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the bottom fell out of that.
Did it finally?
Yeah.
I did, and I had that American bear. I was holding him too long. Lost all my money.
Okay, so Andy's hating on blind boxes. That's a good start. Anyone else?
All right. I'm not going to jump ahead yet because there's things I desperately want to get into but can't for whatever reason. And then there's things I'm very into that are trending right now. I think hip. The only... No, I'm not. I think this is such a
bell
boring
bottom.
Response.
Is that what it is?
No, this is such a boring response, but I just like, it's just what kind of is taking up space in my brain is I just cannot. And I like pop music. Like I have no problem with pop music. Mm. I cannot get down with Taylor Swift. I hate it.
Really? She's got a crazy discography though. There's not one song you like.
I hate it. I hate all of it. I love Olivia Rodrigo. Totally into that. I love Chapel Roan. Totally into that. I can't do Taylor Swift.
Andy, can you sing us a Taylor Swift?
To be fair, what? I really haven't listened to any of her songs. I'm sure though her discography is huge. I'm sure there's a guilty pleasure. I just don't know it's her. I was listening to a song today. I was like, this song rocks. It was Hootie and the Blowfish. I was like, holy shit.
Hootie and the Blowfish does rock.
Right? I'm like, oh man, these guys got to come back.
Did you mistake Hootie and the Blowfish for Taylor Swift?
No, I'm just saying her discography is so huge. I'm sure I could never say I hate her because I don't know enough about her music. Like I'd have to listen to all her music to realize I hated her.
Andy,
she is a Darius Rucker.
She wasn't your number one Spotify artist last year.
Oh, hey, Andy's looking at me. Wasn't me that was listening. My wife.
Yeah, okay.
We share a Spotify. Now we're split, though. We have a split Spotify account. So I'm going to have a fresh one this year with my own fucking tracks.
Yeah, we'll see.
With your own Taylor Swift tracks. All right, Christina, I can dig that, though. I can understand your hatred of
music. And I don't like that. I'm not trying to go against the grain. Like I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of the party. That was like in high
school. Yeah, Andy.
In high school, I was like, why don't I like Dave Matthews Band? I hated it. Hated it. No, but I was like, this seems fun. They seem happy. Like, I don't like it. I have the exact same feeling. That's what it is it's giving me like Dave Matthews feelings. Even though the music is, there's, you know, they're completely different.
I hate all the same country feeling. Music. Like the minute I see a cowboy boot in the music video, I gotta shut it off. I can't. Like, is that a cowboy hat? And I'm fucking like chuck the.
Every
ball.
Music like, video starts with like a boot tapping and Andy.
Yes,
wait.
Like a hardwood floor. How are you guys hating on the barn? Yeah, and like that cowboy boot. You know, and I'm just like, I can't do this. I'm like, I can't be in for some guy to sing about his jeans. Or creeping up on a woman that is like, oh, hey, I saw her at like
I get
the
it.
Side of the road. Now I'm going to stalk her. We're going to.
Didn't Darius do a country album?
Before his
debut. Yeah, he did.
Who's
yeah.
Darius?
From Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie.
I mean, I'm not
Bill's
that
on,
old.
Bill's
I don't
on a first
know.
Name basis with him.
Yeah, Jesus. Bill gets so mad at me when he name drops his friends like Margaret Thatcher, and I don't know who these people are.
Motherfucker.
I kind of feel like
how do you not know Nixon, Ronald or Ronald Reagan? I went to school Ronald with Nixon. These guys, Ronald Nixon.
I feel like Andy's upset with the country music songs because he sees the boot tapping in the beginning and the boot never comes off. And that's what he's hoping for.
They're always just singing about creeping on women, jeans. And then like they throw some, like they just throw weird shit in. You're
whiskey.
Like, what? Whiskey.
Whiskey.
I'm like, what?
I know.
It's yeah, but very... sometimes about dogs.
That's the thing.
So you mean they write songs about the dogs. Simple things and you're upset about that, Andy?
Yes, come
a
on,
cold
guys.
Beer on a Friday night?
Ugh, they're always talking about beer. I'm like, guys, you gotta stop being so alcoholic.
What about the casualties?
What about a song about Shirley Temples?
I mean, I can dig that. Just don't put cowboy boots or a cowboy hat in it, all right?
Andy, okay. We had to have Hooties before we had Swifties, so.
True. But looking back, we have a cracked rear view.
No.
Okay. I think that's actually good because I feel like that is one that you're like, it's probably
hot take.
Daring to say. It's very hot take. Yeah. I don't like Taylor Swift.
It's more, I have to. So I think this is why I'm racking my brain with this topic because there's things I want to like, but hate. Like, why can't I just not like something? It's like, I want to be into that.
Yeah. You don't, you're not saying you dislike it. You just can't get on board with it.
The sequined outfit she wears. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Cause I wish I could wear sequins too. And it's like,
oh, and you could pull it off.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm a little nervous.
Ah, you got this.
All right. I'm going to throw out a trend that unlike Christina, I really can't stand. And it bothers me every time. And I hate it so much. That is using the term viral to describe food.
Oh, God, no.
And they're like, have you tried the viral hamburger?
Have you ever heard that? Is that a thing?
Yes, it is.
Get on the internet. What are you
fucking
doing?
Fucking awful. Oh. The viral TikTok lasagna.
Lots of viral salads.
Oh, God.
The viral, like, it just sounds disgusting. It's like, have you tried the TikTok tater tot casserole? It's like, listen.
Oh, I can get on board with that.
Listen, first of all, before TikTok was a thing, I lived in Pittsfield. And yes, all we did was eat tater tot casseroles, all right? White trash. I don't need TikTok to tell me what a sloppy mess of... And it's always the dumbest thing. It's like, here's what you do. It always involves an air fryer, too. I don't know how. It's like, take tater tots, put them in an air fryer, and cover it with a bag of cheese. Like,
I feel attacked right now.
How did someone come up with that?
I mean, like, literally it is, though. Like, I'm like, I feel like they're making recipes from when I would get drunk and Caitlin would drive me home and allow me to cook. And it would just literally be fucking seasoned curly fries in a big fucking container. I would just dump a bag of cheese on it and then a bunch of hot sauce.
Well, they're Andy, like, that's not viral. Where's the air fryer?
Yeah, that's true.
Is it in the air fryer or not?
They just put it in an air fryer. I was throwing it in the oven. That's the
it's
only
like you can be poor too in style.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can be trendy.
Are you drunk? The trendy lasagna. And it's like they make the lasagna. You're like, that's regular lasagna.
Yeah, it's like, it's a dumbest shit. It's like a Paula Deen cookbook that they just decide like all of a sudden is a trendy thing,
relevant now.
Like, have you tried the burger tacos? It's kind of like Andy with the hot dog being a sandwich. That's a viral thing. Have you tried the viral hot dog sandwich? That's
because they don't change like they act like it's an amazing like flavor combination. You're like, this has been around forever. They're like, check out these tacos. Meat, cheese, And then they go, tomatoes. You're like, that is a fucking normal thing. In there.
Yeah, where's the lettuce?
But it's like, some people don't want, like, it's like literally like, bro, you went to Hot Harry's and you selected off the bar what you wanted in your
time. Yeah, bro, you got the Ortega family pack.
Yes, thank you.
And you're pretending that you somehow created these recipes on your own.
I think they're brilliant, okay? As someone who sucks at cooking, this thing saves me so many times. So I disagree with the steak.
My favorite part about the viral recipes is very often it has to do with just how you're cutting something. So like,
you need a mandolin. Everyone needs a mandolin.
Exactly. Right? You need like that, the TikTok chopper, the slap chop where it just chops it into cubes.
Or, I like to just do a rough chop. Yeah, you fucking do. It's all you can do is a rough chop with that thing.
The knives in my house are so dull. It's like, oh my like a rough chop.
Yeah, I literally cut it's my so finger bad. And it didn't bleed.
Like, oh, that's good. Dude, it's bad.
The poor
onions. I tried the Ric Flair chops, but it doesn't work.
I thought you meant using your penis to do it.
He didn't say helicopter. He said chops. He didn't say the Ric Flair helicopter.
What's the deal with airline food?
Styling and profiling.
That I will, Eric, that is such a good one though, dude, because it's like that one drives me nuts. And people are like, did you check the recipe out online? I'm like, I don't look at TikTok recipes. Like, no.
Andy, are you on TikTok?
No. Occasionally, Caitlin will send me a TikTok recipe or like a family member will be like, check out this viral thing. I'm like, please don't. It better not be a TikTok reel on food.
Oh,
viral food, right?
Yeah.
But is the worst part like the voices that they do to describe the food? They're like, I tried the new TikTok lasagna.
Oh, are you talking like, oh. about that trad wife? That one?
Everyone okay, has there's no personality to any of these people. They're all the fucking same voice, the same thing.
No, but there's this one woman who, and she shows up on my feed because she apparently is like a clothing representative for this like clothing company that I actually really like.
All are she's representatives like a, of Silabon?
Yeah, no, but this one is she, her, oh, she's got one of those like breathy voices and she's like, my husband's at work today and he said he had a hankering for pork chops, so I'm gonna make them from scratch. And like it gives me like the worst douche chills. I'm not doing it justice right now. Some of your viewers might know what I'm talking about, or some of your viewers
no that was
like,
good
fuck you up said Christina pork chop. Like go to bed. But no this is,
I want to say too, what a trend that I hate now that we're on TikTok real quick is poor people acting like they're rich, right? Like the people on TikTok that are like, oh, check it out here. I'm over in Belize or something, like, you know, like YOLO or something. You're like, shut the fuck
you
up.
You're on a fucking, motherfucker.
Fucking green screen background.
Andy.
Jesus, Andy. I actually agree with Andy, that I agree the total opposite of Andy. Okay,
I was just going to say that.
Maybe that's what he meant. Pretend to be poor, they're actually super rich. So they're like doing shit in their kitchen and then an expose comes out that they're using a $30,000 stove to like make their own sourdough.
So let's just say that we hate that's the lack meant. Of sincerity.
Yes, that's okay. Exactly what it is though. Is it's just, I'm so sick of everyone trying to one-up everybody on that fucking site. It's like, get over yourself.
Yeah, it's like, it's great that you live in a tiny school bus, but like you also have a trust fund. A
right? Exactly.
That is not what you said, Andy. That is not what you said.
But what I'm talking about though is the people who literally just want to make themselves feel better and they're like, you know, I'm a fucking trendsetter. You're like, no, you're down in the dirt with the rest of us here. All right, stop acting better than me. Oh my God. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I think Andy's describing envy.
If I lived in a tiny house, there would be, I'm not including my children here, there would be a tiny murder real fast.
Okay? Big tiny house people.
I would last about 30 seconds living in a tiny house with the man who lives in my house.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yes. Also, I have to bring this up because I'm going to forget. This is a complete digression, but that's one of my top. Maybe we should talk about toxic traits. One of mine is digressing.
It's on the list.
Digressing, oversharing. But so the last episode with Justin was so great, but the man who lives in my house at least once a year it comes up that Nine Shocks Terror show. Mm. And he missed it because he was working at a video store. And the disappointment of missing that show is so fresh.
Yeah.
It's just, it comes up like once a year and I'm like, oh, and that show was brought up. I'm like, I don't think he can listen to that one. It's just, yeah. I can feel his disappointment for missing that show.
Can I ask a question? So yeah. You say the man who lives in your house. Now, is it someone else beside yourself? Beside your husband? Oh, okay. Did you get one? The man that lives in my house. I'm like, did she rent a room to somebody?
I'm trying to think of different, you know, I do this podcast so that I, you know.
You could just do his name.
So that I don't have to talk about my family because all I do is talk about them.
Well, he's going to probably listen to this one. So why don't we go over the Nine Chucks Terror show again? How great it was.
In great detail.
Best show of my life. You know what I hate
is the fucking people who missed that Nine Chucks Terror show.
Great point. Taylor Swift showed up. She made a viral lasagna. She brought it with her.
With Hootie and the Blowfish with their.
She was 6 years old.
Then she got there. She's like, oh, I'm so poor.
All right. That's sorry. Great.
All right. What else
that
we
was
got?
A big digression. So it got back to the tiny house. And that's
you know what I do love, though? Oversized sweaters. And I never want to give them up.
We're not there yet, Andy.
Oh, sorry.
I can give one. I hate, and I don't know if I love this, but I hate soft pants trends. Like whoa. Wearing soft pants in public.
Wait, what's a soft pants?
Yeah, what's what a soft pants?
Soft pants.
Like wearing sweatpants to like all my students wear sweatpants. They're adults. They don't wear jeans. They don't wear khakis. They only wear sweatpants.
To be fair, the jeans are pretty much sweatpants nowadays.
Khakis, I hate when people wear khakis to like, I just
Andy,
don't like
you're
khakis.
Getting off board, you're getting off
Wait,
point here.
Khakis, yeah. Khakis are not soft pants.
Yeah.
No, but she said people, they don't wear khakis anymore or jeans. And I'm just thinking like, I fucking.
No, they dress in their jammies. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
Yeah.
They dress went to college. And all the ladies dress in their jammies.
They wear their jammies.
Yeah, but no, it's different now. And it's like it's at the gym. All of the kids there who are like high school kids. First of all, they take over. And they're like laying around.
And they're getting wearing boners everywhere, and there's no jean to hold it down.
Andy, it's just, Andy, it's enough, just enough.
Freaking whack everywhere.
No, but they make a huge mess in the weight room. It's like I've got
Pop
like an
intense.
Hour.
Oh,
like get out of my way.
What?
And no. All right, enough of this.
But you gotta, no, you gotta body shame them. You gotta say, what is that? What are you doing? Why are you wearing those? You gotta wear a hard pant to keep that boner down.
Okay. Done here.
Andy, are you saying that to teenage people?
I'm just saying those teenage boys gotta learn that lesson. Body shame them.
Not from the 40-year-old women on the podcast.
No, not from the 40-year-old women on the podcast. No, I'm with you though, Abby. And I'm like, as someone who kind of lives in athleisure when I'm not like in public. Or actually in public too. But I feel like athleisure is different than like sweatpants and Crocs and socks.
Straight pajamas.
Is it fair though? Because women pants kind of suck, right? Like we all had friends who wore women's jeans and like the pockets don't make any sense. They're like really non-existent. They're like there is a fake pocket. Like I feel like you guys get the shit end with things.
So I'm going to disagree with you that women's pants shouldn't have pockets because that's kind of what I heard. Wait, what?
No, I said that their pockets are like fake. They're useless. They're like really tiny. Or they're like
my pockets are very functional. And actually, I'm glad you brought this up because one thing, and I don't want to jump ahead, that I hate that has come back, and maybe I am on topic, are jeans without butt pockets. They're
yeah, that was like an early 2000s thing.
They look like garbage on 95% of people.
I know you need the pocket to break it up.
Denim without ass pockets. <It's> like,
yeah, that's like straight up like Destiny's Child, it's, 2001, Britney Spears.
And like the 5% of women who can wear them look great in them. But the other 95%, it's bad. They're bad. Because I have a lot to say about pants right now.
Yeah.
But
that kind of leads into mine. So question to all you peeps. Have you ever seen me wear blue jeans?
Never.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen you wear pants.
Yeah.
That came off really weird.
Yeah. I owned one pair of blue. I hate blue jeans so much.
Like, really? First of all, you're saying blue jeans like a 90-year-old woman. My blue jeans. Have you ever seen me wear? Have you ever seen me wear dungarees? Anyone?
Denim.
I don't like it. I don't. Listen, that's just my time frame. I'm sorry. Those are my people.
I love jeans, though.
That's because Bill was alive during the gold rush when Levi Strauss.
Levi wronged me. I was like, can you give me shorts that go to my knees? He's like, no.
Here's can you make dungarees. Cotton really tough somehow? Yep, let's do it.
This is more like not, and I don't like them. They look weird, I think. On me.
Okay.
I think you got to wear a pair so we can see them.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is too, is like they're like most men's jeans are like 100% cotton. And I like, I don't know how you feel about this, Abby, but like if I put a pair of 100% cotton jeans on, like I want to die. Like I've tried them on. I've had, it's been like a year with pants. I've been searching for like pants and I got
a roller coaster about
it has been a roller coaster and
2024 a year of pants.
Lauren Conrad from the Hills makes great pants is all I'm gonna say. I finally found good pants, but like I can't imagine wearing jeans that don't have like some elastic in them.
Yes,
I can't imagine. And most men's jeans,
I hate this, they're all the spandex now. Like that's like
you don't like that
you find for, no.
You don't like it. You don't like the slim straights.
Parachute pants.
Yeah, help me out, Eric. Ooh, parachute pants. 513s, 513s, right? The slim straights. Look at the Levi outlet.
I mean they changed a lot though.
527s, I think. Yeah, low rise boot.
Well, 511s are the skinnies, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
514 are like straight, kind of. Yeah. They're not like the 505s.
Pants. But, yeah, I don't like straight leg pants too.
I feel like my legs look really weird in them. I don't like straight legs.
My calves get stuck. If I have to like actually sit down and fight to pull a freaking feet off.
Yeah. Maybe you should get spandex in them, Jared, so they can rest comfortably over those ginormous Arnold Schwarzenegger calves you have.
I wear boots. That's where the boot cuts were nice.
Is this going back to the conversation? Were you tapping your boot on a video?
Okay, I was going to say, we fucking talking about country music again? Yeah.
Andy, I'm agreeing with you on that, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jean's terrible.
Oh, I love jeans. I don't like straight legs.
Oh, we kind of agree.
I feel like you guys disagree, but you somehow say, yeah, that's exactly what I said. Sure.
Me and Bill are just too nice at times. We'll like disagree. Friendship. Like, we're on the same page, 100%. Yeah. And we're like, and then we walk away. It's like, no, we're not.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Is it time to talk about pants? Like, are we on a pants discussion?
I mean, you brought it up. We can still talk about pants. You were body shaming men at the gym. You want them to wear tight pants to keep.
No, I just want them to do their workout and get out of my way.
So what happened at the gym? Because I don't ever go to a gym because I don't want people to see this mess of a body
or what happens. Workout.
So what happens?
What happens is I go there to exercise, and there is a gaggle of teens.
How many is a gaggle though? Because I've like heard the number like gaggle six, and I'm like, that's a lot.
It can be like anywhere from like 6 to 8.
Okay.
And like I think it's great that the kids are going to the Y instead of like whatever, getting into trouble or whatever, but they take over the gym, they lounge around and like they lift some weights, but they leave a huge, I don't even use the weight room because I spend the entire time picking up weights. I'm like, well, I did my like, I lifted because all I did was pick up 5 pound weights and put them away. Like
So they're helping with your workouts.
No. And they're
like personal trainers.
You got to find a better gym. Go to Planet Fitness. I don't think they let kids there.
Yeah, they do.
I have a question. No. Is there a chance that there's another podcast happening in a parallel way right now where these kids are all talking about the gym Karen that they go. Like, first of all, her pants have no back pockets. She just shows up. She follows us around wiping down our benches and moving our weights. Like, we're going to come back for those, lady.
I know. I would say this. Why are you cleaning up after them? Because you're not their mom, right?
Like, well, no, because I want to use the weight room. And then, but then, like, by the time I'm done cleaning up, I'm sweating. I just lifted a bunch of weights and I was like, well, I'm leaving now.
Sweating
and maybe
to the
that's
oldies.
Passive aggressive. And then I storm out of the Y.
To be fair though, you're at the Y, right? Like some of us used to lift with Nabil at the Y. It's not like the most great. It's not the best place to go lift weights.
It's different now. They've changed it since you were there, Andy.
I mean, it has weights and you can lift them, so it's a great place.
Andy, when was the last time you went to the wife's?
I don't know, like 2000, 2001?
Okay.
I think he sang it at a wedding one time. That was the last
time. It was like really dirty. It was really dark. I mean, there were some bulbs missing and, you know, the weight set wasn't really complete, but I'm like, I guess we're here.
Maybe they were on the ground.
I think Christina's point is that we function in a society, which means that we take care of our own. We leave no trace. And yet.
That's just bad parenting, though.
It's so wholesome. It may be. I don't know. I need to talk about pants a little bit more.
All right.
So
I think we can talk about pants.
Just a little bit more. So it was really hard transition from, so women, like skinny pants have been a thing for women for what, like 10 to 12 years? It's been a really long time. And then all of a sudden, pants that weren't skinny became trendy. And they are so hard to find that.
Which pair of pants?
We're talking about jeans specifically, right?
I'm not talking like- about pants. Okay. Just, okay. I'm talking about like, because I desperately wanted cargo pants too.
Yo, and
I like desperately wanted cargo pants, and it took me like a solid year to find. And I don't know if they don't make, because I feel like I could find them so easily. Like, 20 years
did you have
ago.
A Delia's catalog or no?
Cargo pants? Yes.
Have you ever been to TJ Maxx? Like, if you're 40 or older, that store is for
what
women.
What are you carrying around?
Don't even. I have a lot to say about TJ Maxx. But so I guess
I like TJ Maxx too, because my wife's almost 40. So like I go in there and I'm like, hey, this is a top for her right here. It's got some sequins on it. You know?
You can pull this off too, Andy.
Right? I'm like, holy shit, there's freaking linen pants here. I'm like, this is great. This is linen pants suit for my
wife. Oh, fashion bug
clothes. That means you have to iron them. The point is, Kohl's is the place to go if anyone is looking for pants that aren't skinny pants for women, and Lauren Conrad from The Hills. That's it.
Andy, I also want to clarify that over 70 and 40 are two very different ages that dress very differently. And you're describing a 70-year-old woman right now.
Listen, I'm saying every time I go into TJ, I'm looking and I'm like, these are some cougars in here.
I leopard love print. I'm like, TJ
if
Maxx.
I was single, I would be picking up ladies at TJ's and Home Goods all day long. I'd be prowling those.
Solid, but you know what? You have to consider the fact that at TJ Maxx, and which is my favorite store. My favorite store of all time. There's always something wrong with everything there. And the same thing for the people who shop there.
They have like a little statue there that I want at TJ's. I believe it's TJ's. Might be at Marshall's.
Home Goods.
Home Goods. They're all the same.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's so good. I'm like, no one's bought that. I'm like, why has no one bought that statuette? I want it.
I do like when you go in the fitting room, though, they have the hook that's like definitely. And I always put my clothes that I wore there on that. So I don't forget. Like, I got to take those home with me for sure. Everything else is going to fall into a maybe or a no pile.
So one quick TJ Maxx aside, someone I know who may or may not listen to this bought a Fred Perry there like many years ago. Like, oh, cool. Like a Fred Perry. Like what, you know, what could possibly be wrong with it? You know how like it has like the slits on the sides? Normally, the slits are in the front. There's one in the front and one in the back.
They couldn't just turn it around.
Such classic TJ Maxx.
I don't know. You said Fred Perry, and I just thought of the Jane's Addiction band. I don't know who that is.
Fred Perry. I'm not crazy, right? Fred Perry makes the polos. You're thinking
isn't
of
that
Perry.
Ralph Lauren?
No, yes, Fred Perry. The polos. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I've never heard of Fred Perry in my life.
He's like Ben Sherman, but just in the polo space.
That's what I was thinking of. Okay. Yeah.
It's like
the British.
I don't know any of these people.
British people.
What is happening?
He is a luxury brand, but it just seems like he makes polo shirts just as much as anyone else.
Right on.
Can I ask a quick question about pants while we're talking about them?
Yeah.
There was a fashion trend for a little bit in the mid-2000s that I was like, holy crap, those are terrible. The Groucho pants that
wearing.
They're like kind of like yoga pants, but they're like flared out like right below the knee almost.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
They're like,
those are kind of back, but they're not, but not in that material.
Yeah, they're fine.
What are they called? They're called
Palazzo
pants? No.
Hammer pants.
I wish
hammer pants would come back. I mean, we got to get parachute pants back on the market.
Do we?
Hammer time.
A lot of these that came up on Google are maternity. when I put in Groucho Pants.
I mean, the tracks.
Yeah. After you have a kid, like, maternity pants and regular pants are kind of interchangeable sometimes.
I just remember people wearing them, and Bill, they would wear them with like ballet flats and like five different layers on top.
Oh, yeah, like, dude, I know. I've broken many a toe.
Hopefully Bill's wearing hard pants as soon as I said, ballet flats.
I don't want Andy yelling at me.
You don't want to say a goth girl's wearing them.
Oh, my. No. Or maybe Jennifer.
Where are we with joggers? Are we okay with those?
Are those for jogging?
Hey, like shoes?
The cinched ankles?
I got to look these up. Are these pants?
I've got a sensory thing with cinched ankles too.
Yeah.
But it's like if women get to have yoga pants, give men joggers.
Oh, God, no. What is this?
Right?
Joggers.
I like joggers. I think they're good.
Ooh, actually, this is a nice pair over here, though.
Why do you want to button your
pants?
Are
they joggers, though? I don't want
to... They got pockets. Are these women's pants? They look like khakis. You can drawstring them.
Yeah.
Win-win.
No, I'm not down for this.
Soft pants.
Why, they're not soft.
Pockets. Oh, this is a nice jogger set. Ooh, it's mint. Can't see it.
Ooh, the mint is nice.
Costco has some really, really excellent comfy pants right now.
No, because the problem is, like, you got the matching top too. It's like, what are you, a fucking 80-year-old married couple? Like, you're wearing your joggers and your matching jogger suits? No, I can't.
That's the other way. That's gone full circle now, because isn't it like the teenage kids that are wearing all that stuff?
Nice.
These ones. This is like, yeah, like what? Not the lock. I don't want people to know I'm looking at these. Sorry, these joggers are driving me nuts. I got to agree with Christina and Abby. Like, you know, the comfy trend is just killing me here.
First of all, you just said you agree with both of them. They had a different opinion.
Yeah.
No, they both don't like people being comfortable. And I agree.
No, Abby. No, no.
For the record, I own probably 25 pairs of athleisure pants because...
You can say athleisure all you want. You own sweatpants. Just say it.
They're not sweatpants. They're yoga pants. I'm calling them athleisure.
Have you ever done yoga?
Oh. No, I don't like yoga.
Okay. So you just have pants.
The single problem I have is lounging at the gym. That's it.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with sweatpants or socks and sandals. I'm wearing them right now.
Oh, God. What? Socks with sandals? No, we got to talk about that. That's, you can't be doing that. Like, that is... an affront to fashion.
That's going
to
have its own episode. So why don't we move into...
Oh, you think we need to move on?
I think we do. I think we had a lot of pant conversations. Our average listener right now is like, what the fuck?
Last week we were talking about
a Nine Shocks Terror show that was amazing, and now we're talking about how much ankle space we need before we feel comfortable. All right, can I bring up like one more or two more things that are not related to fashion that I can't get on board with, that are like super trendy right now, to see what you guys think? These are home decor things. So if you have these things in your home right now and you're offended, just pretend you're not, so I don't feel bad.
Okay.
Can't imagine.
Two things. Number one is shiplap everywhere. Everyone's like, I'm going to redo every wall in my house with shiplap, like floor.
Is it okay
ceiling.
For a little shiplap? Because I want to put a little shiplap in my bathroom.
No, I'm not talking about like you bought a house from 1700 with shiplap in it. I'm talking about people who like buy a bunch of shitty wood at Home Depot and like make a project for the day.
Oh, okay.
Of shiplapping.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
it's like
I agree
every
with you.
Video that pops up of like home decor is like, let me just put shiplap on everything. Just too much.
My house is a ship. And you're like, no.
No.
Yeah.
It's a ship at Allendale.
I would live in the ship at Allendale if they sold that. I would totally live in a house in a ship. All right, that'd be a dope.
Three Absolutely. Floors. The
Make
top
friends
floor
with the
is
seagulls.
Just a bathroom. It's really narrow. It's perfect. The other one is when people like, this is mostly like a house flipper thing, but the washed out like gray laminate flooring everywhere.
It's fucking in the gray walls. I fucking hate it.
I can't.
And
with
like
that.
The thing is, I can get behind gray walls because that's what, like $50 to fix. The doing that floors, like that's so specific to a so specific time frame.
Yeah, it's not a neutral floor, and then it screws you over for painting the walls, and then they
it's like, just gonna get covered over in a couple of years with something else anyway.
Yeah, it does not age well.
Six layers
or does shit. Not age well at all. It's like, come on, guys. Like vinyl floors are nice, and they can be very nice. Not gray vinyl everywhere.
I'm taking notes.
No, this conversation just feels like my house is very old.
Yeah,
and same. Like we did not do a good job like doing projects on our house before. Like
big same
came along, so now we are like screwed. Like some of the wallpaper in this house, I'm like, how will we? And also the walls are like my house is insulated with horsehair. Like
that's how old your house really is.
It's really old. And where it's insulated, it's just like,
yeah. How many horses had to die, Christina, for your house to be insulated? They aren't. They should have. They're not known to be fluffy.
How much horsepower does your house have?
They use the whole horse. They use glue to put things, the wallpaper on.
Sorry, I didn't mean horse hair. I meant the whole horse. Carcass.
You'd rather them be used in brushes?
Yes. Yeah. So just like the idea of doing any home project. It's just,
well, you know what I find matches nicely with horsehair? Shiplap.
Yes, right. In gray vinyl floors.
Gray vinyl flooring everywhere. It's going to be amazing. All right. Are there any others?
Yeah. You know what? Just the quick house trends that drive me nuts is flippers who are like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a little bit of fancy tile here and then I'm going to carpet the rest of the house. And then they want like $1 million. You're like, no, man, grow up. Like, why are you, if you're flipping a house, why are you putting a shitty carpet in, even if it's brand new? Like, I hate homes that flippers just throw a neutral gray carpet in every room.
I think you're describing a rug. You know, like when there's like really shitty, like really like thin, that's rug. That is rug. That's rug.
It's like, man, I could put that on my head and people wouldn't even think that that's a toupee. Okay, that's how awful it is.
Actually, speaking of, if you do decide to do any stuff around your house, Christina, Andy could use some of that horsehair.
That's right. I could use a lot of that horsehair.
We can make them bangs.
Here's a question. There's a trend I'd like to come back. A hairpiece. I would love for hair pieces to come back in style so I could start wearing one. I could wear one to the Nine Shocks Andy. Terror Show.
We'll get you a time machine, too.
Yes. I would. Oh, man. One of these days, Christina, you're going to come on. I'm going to have a hairpiece on. Gonna look
you're gonna
so
have
good.
Horsehair bangs.
If you could do if you would remodel your house, I could get it sooner. Yeah, shit,
dude. If you have horsehair bangs and a rat tail,
yes, it would be so good. I don't even think I could grow a rat tail anymore. I'm losing.
I have faith in you.
I know. I'm glad you do, Bill. We agree on everything.
Some of mine, it's fine.
Okay, Bill asked me yesterday because we went to see XWA wrestling. I'm just gonna do a quick shout out. XWA in Pittsfield was awesome. We got to see three slam burglars live. But Bill said, what would your wrestling persona be? I think I would be the rat tail. I think my whole persona would be wearing a long rat tail. And I would just like all my moves would just be hitting my opponent.
Dude,
with my
you could put him
tail.
In the sleeper hold with the rat tail. Choke him out and just like sleeper hold it. I love
where this is going.
And if like they try to grab your rat tail. The ref has to be like, hey, off the hair.
Yes, off the hair. Off the hair. You'd be the heel because you can wrap it around their neck and then hide it with your arm. The ref can't see you're choking them out with that rat tail.
Eric, you're going to be the best professional wrestler.
There'd be at least one guy in the crowd that's like, hey, he's using his rat tail.
That's true. That dry hot dog dude, he'd be there from the AEW show.
Dude, there was so much more cooler people at venue.
Everyone there was a dry hot dog, dude.
I want to say this, though. I think dry hot dogs should come back in style. Why do we need condiments on everything? No way.
Because I relish them. I'm so sorry.
Hey, I can't.
Yeah. All right. We need to catch up here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I think that probably wraps up the trends that we can't stand. Is there anything that you feel like, so what is something that you can't let go of as a trend that is just not popular anymore that you're just hanging on to? Can I start?
Yes,
for
yes.
sure.
This one's going to sound crazy and it's becoming more and more obsolete. I went to Target and there were zero of these available in store. That's physical media.
Ooh.
I like VHS. I like DVDs. I like Blu-rays.
Yeah,
I like
you do.
Have those things. You can't, like, everything's streaming now. You don't own anything.
Yeah, go to the gas station.
Yeah.
Or Walmart, the bin.
Well, Walmart, I'm plenty of physical media. But, like, Target, for Target to drop it, that's dangerous.
That's scary. Like,
what's next? Best Buy dropped it before Target.
Yeah.
Like, Best Buy, what the fuck else are you doing, Best Buy? No one's buying anything from you.
Yeah. What the fuck printer am I buying from fucking Best Buy? You're right.
Yeah.
I miss comfy sweaters. Like, it's hard to find a big oversized sweater.
As you wrap it around.
This is an old sweater, though. This is like probably.
The neck on that thing. Is that thing from Weathervane?
I don't want to take it off. Let's see what
the thing is. That thing's from Weatherman.
It's a Target one, I think.
Angela.
Yeah.
Is he doing like cornholio or something? No, like, what's going on?
I gotta find the tag.
It says Goodfellow in it. It's not that hard.
Yeah, it does. It did say Goodfellow. Sorry.
Oh, Goodfellow.
It's a Target one, but like I've had this since before we were podcasting. It's like it's impossible to get a comfy sweater anymore. That I'm told is not a woman's, and it's like this is a men's, and I want them to bring them back.
You are insisting on that. Told. No, that's a nice sweater.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus, don't encourage them.
Or I will say things I don't like. I never want to give up zip up hoodies.
Those aren't going anywhere.
Yeah,
they're not. But I feel like every time I put one on, I'm like, I feel like I'm too old to be wearing a zip up.
Yeah, I
would rather a zip over a pullover. Yeah.
Jared and Bill just gave the dirtiest looks.
Yeah.
Zipper over pullover.
Absolutely. Zip over pullover, yeah.
I love my pullovers.
Yeah.
I've never owned a pullover, maybe once.
I get like neck issues with pullovers. It's like a claustrophobic thing.
I get with zip ups sometimes, I get the opposite because of the zipper when it goes up to the neck. I don't like that sensation. So.
When you jam it up into your own throat, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
That's because they do, Bill. I will agree.
Get it back it off a little bit, man. Stay below the chin. You're good.
They zip up too high, some of them, and you're like, why? Who designed this? Or I hate the ones where they zip the face all the way up, and you're like, what?
What are we doing here?
Yeah, is the season for that, man? It's a freaking wind blocker.
Are you guys not wearing shorts underneath these?
I mean, I'd wear Dickies, but those haven't come back in trend yet. Just put a Dickie.
Dude, that was actually. Thank you for segueing to me. I still wear my Dickies all the time. I can't give it up. Me and some friends went to Nashville this year, and they were talking about like what's in style is like 7-inch shorts or something. I don't know what the fuck they were talking about.
The fuck does that
I was
mean?
Like, I need
is that in length or width? Like what
those
is that?
Are pants.
I'm with
Jared. The men's inseam on shorts,
yeah,
7 inches. They're nice, the shorty short.
Yeah, so okay. I like the ones that like go down to my knees.
Okay. Yeah,
so. Right.
Bills are 48-inch inseam.
Yeah. Bills are like pants on me.
Yeah, I got long legs.
Bills like these are straight cut pants Andy gave me, but they're shorts on me.
But I appreciate them anyways, unless they're jeans.
Bill, you should try the Groucho pants.
Oh, dude, I think I could pull that off. I'd look hot in that.
I'm going to try cutting all the back pockets off my pants and see how my butt looks. Oh, pockets.
We got Mike Tyson over here.
Are they bringing back the fur belts and all that? Like the cuffs?
Like
2000s thing, right? Or is that still a thing?
Yeah, it's like 2000 seems to be where folks are going right now. Is that right? Like, I've noticed
I'm so stoked for this.
It's more like flary type pants and like lots of like white chunky big shoes and stuff. Like that seems to be like the fashion trend. Everyone wears the same like white Nike leather shoes and like big flare pants.
Yeah, but it's not it. Everything fits different, and that's what I can't figure out. It's like cool, like all this stuff that I love is back, but it all fits different. And I'm like, is it me or is it the clothes?
No,
that I can't figure out.
It's the clothes. So this is this is going to be a body shaming story for myself. So I've gained a little weight. So no. I was used to be 30-30. So I'm like, all right, well, I got to get some new pants. So I'm like, okay. Like I got a 32-30 somewhere and it fit pretty comfortably. So I go to Target. I'm like, hey, I'll grab a 32-30. And I'm like, it is falling down. I'm like, this is not possible. Like, I have not lost weight yet. Like, I'm a 32-30. Because the pants are made so fucking stretchy. I had to buy 30-30s from Target so that they could stretch and fit comfortably. Because the 32s were just too big. I'm like, what the... It's a measurement.
Yeah.
Well, it's a measurement in one spot. That's the hard bit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the... No, waist, pretty much.
It's just the waist doesn't fit right.
I'm going to beep out because you doxed your own size. I don't want anyone to get like your credit card information based on
from his pants.
Yeah,
it's obviously wrong because it doesn't fit.
I think that was a bit of a flex too, right?
No, because I gained weight. I'm a 32.
I had to buy 29-30s.
And I'm like, this doesn't make sense that I had to get a lower size because I'm bigger now.
Well, the thing is, you could put on 5 different pairs of pants that are all the same size. Or exactly. The same, and they're all going to be different. It's quality control. It's not that the clothes fit.
They're handmade stuff. Yeah, they're within tolerance. And people are built all different, too. So that's why you're supposed to try them on and find the ones that fit you.
Yeah.
Rather than you can't assume. Match you got to try everything to the on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man.
I don't think I ever realized men had it so bad with pants.
Yes, thank you. Men have it really hard, and I'm sick of women not acknowledging that. Oh, trying to pick up our weights at the gym when we're trying to lounge. All right, I just lifted a set. I just pressed the bar. All right, yep. And I'm told I got to put the bar back right away. I got to lounge. That bar is heavy.
I got to recuperate.
It's like 15 pounds.
It's time for Andy to lay out his agenda. halfway through the podcast, I cannot get rid of winged eyeliner.
Oh my God, that was mine.
Was it really?
That was mine.
I don't know how to do it any other way.
I'm going to look this up.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I relate more than you could ever know.
It's Bill, so
you
hard.
Like it. Andy, I'm not sure.
I have to look like I know.
No, really.
Oh, I liked wing eyeliner.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, but I don't know that it's...
It's got a little.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter if it's pot. I don't know how to do it any other way. Like, my hand just does it. It's just like a thing.
How far are the wing are you going?
Yeah.
Like, depends on the event. Depends on the event.
Depends on when last time I washed my face was.
Yeah. You know, if it's
men
work.
Could do this? There's a guy on TikTok doing wing dialing.
And he's on TikTok now.
Oh, wait,
and
no,
he probably
YouTube,
does a bad. Much better job. Like, I have been wigging my eyeliner for like 25 years.
Don't give That's it up. Long. I think it looks nice.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. It's just, yeah. And so how big the wing is depends on the event. If it's work, it's subtle.
Okay.
Subtle Until wings. You make one bigger than the other and then you're trying to make a match.
It's a whole thing.
Talking
it's
about the face, thing. I don't like men who have too bushy of eyebrows. Like, pluck that shit. Like, I kind of keep a trim eyeliner, but like, if it looks like you got several giant caterpillars on there, take a pluck.
Yeah.
Good against Eugene Levy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay, well, no, Eugene Levy is a classic icon. But it looks like he freaking trims up the top a little bit. I mean, those puppies look a little bit, but put a little pride in the face.
I feel like this is an opportunity because we're talking about skin too, to talk about what my mom can't get rid of. Every time I go to Pittsfield, I wash my face. My mom's face belongs to Noxzema. And I use that. But now I'm like, I get it. Like, it's just, it's kind of like the wing and the eyeliner. It's just like what I do. It's like, okay, Noxzema. And it's just, you find your kind of,
find something that
comfort,
does the trick.
Comfort in. Products, and that's it. But I'm like, Mom, how do you use this stuff? It burns.
I find a lot
but that's
of
that's such a, what a bold thing to say. You remember, that was their like, your face belongs to Noxzema. It's like, okay.
And your soul, too. And that at the end.
Small print.
Your life belongs to Noxzema forever.
I think so much of our memory is linked to smell, and I think a lot of times like products like that kind of are like it's a comfort because of a recognizable smell versus anything else. Like, even if the product sucks, you're like, oh, this smells like, does anyone ever have that like weird nostalgia?
Super super bad scented markers that are like, hey, don't sniff those too much.
I have weird like flashbacks if I try different hand soaps where I'm like, I remember I had this when I was in this place or something. I don't. I have a weird thing with like hand
cucumber
soaps
melon.
They say,
Bed Bath and Beyond.
One of the biggest memory inducers.
Oh, good, Jared.
What did he call it?
Okay.
Eric called it Bed Bath and Beyond.
What's it called? White Candle or something?
Bath and Body Works.
Oh, that one. Never mind. Listen, I got some stuff at Bed Bath and Beyond. Leave me alone.
No judgment.
All right, here's something I don't like. That was trendy. Bed Bath and Beyond. That store is just too busy. Like,
they're all closed.
Thank God. Thank God.
Oh my God.
Don't worry, they're all gone.
Just like Best Buy.
Just like
I remember, like I was dating someone who's not at all connected to this podcast, so I can talk about it freely. And
give us a name.
Like my scent was Country Apple from Bath and Body Works. And I remember like getting picked up and like his mom's minivan smelled like it. And then I realized it was his mom's signature scent. I had to ditch Country Apple. And I'm like, what now?
Why didn't you
like,
just ditch him?
It's much easier to find a new boyfriend than a good scent.
I know.
Are you kidding me? I mean, how many of us, I mean, we don't have to show hands, had a certain accent and you couldn't like, you're like, dude, don't wear my accent. Like I'm wearing that accent. All right. I scent clouded in the car already.
Jared, let that phoenix rise out of the ashes. Come on.
It was phoenix or it's voodoo for a minute, right?
Like, ooh, who smells good? Should have been me. There's two of us wearing phoenix rise tonight, so we'll never know.
That's actually a good one.
Your brother was what, Orion or something?
Yes.
His name's Nick. Orion. Oh, I got you. Yeah.
You know what always reminds me of somebody? It's that really old Old Spice.
Really old.
No, because I knew old was in the title. But every time I spell Old Spice, I think of Bill because you used to wear that stuff all the time.
It wasn't Old Spice, dude. It was Dakar.
Oh, bro, that was called New Spice when you started wearing it.
No. It was the Brooks discount version of it.
I'll smell it. I'll go, Bill. That reminds me of my childhood hanging out with Bill. Is that like one set? I love it.
It was Marlboro's in, I think it was like City Nights. Was the name of it.
I always thought it was Old Spice.
It was a smell alike of Dakar.
Wait, you said Dakar Noir?
Yeah.
Oh God.
It's worse, Eric. It was a fake one.
Oh,
it was so good though. I thought it was Old Spice.
I still have that problem where I just fucking bathe too. I mean, I have a French last name, so it works.
All right. Do we have any others or do you guys want to start talking about some places to get just regular gifts, not nifty gifties? Cause I was vetoed on that.
I can't wait to hear about these Pittsfield gift stores.
Okay. Then let's do it.
Yes.
Right on.
Well, there's one I think that at least Bill, Abby, and I have gone to together.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Right on North Street called Bomb Shack.
Yes.
And this is like probably you could go as far back as 80s, like 80s, 90s, 2000s clothing. They sell some like media, like VHS, shit like that. Video games,
yeah.
It's kind of like everything, but like a lot of cool nostalgia when you walk in there. Lots of good stuff. Looking up on the wall and seeing like, hey, there's a Beavis and Butthead shirt next to a Dale Earnhardt shirt next to a Dare shirt. And you're like, wow, this is...
Where is it?
It's right on North Street.
Wait. Right across from our YMCA where our children lounge.
Right near...
And it's been there for like 30, 40 years?
A year.
No, recent.
Oh, I heard you say like 80s, 90s.
Right, I thought that's what I was
saying. The products that they sell.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying like
that. Between Andy and I, we collectively pay attention.
I mean, we both get the same conclusion, though. We're like, what? This place has been around forever?
Like, what?
No, I mean, like, that's like the wheelhouse of the stuff that they sell.
Okay. You know what one of my favorite things about that is it kind of reminds me of the old Champs outlet because they have like, some like sporting good stuff, like jerseys and stuff, and hats,
jackets and stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. cool, the racks and everything.
You know what I hate though for a fashion trend is men wearing jerseys. Oh, wait, sorry. We were off that. I think this is a nifty skip shop. I gotta go check it out.
Cool. It's really cool.
It's, I would say it's not necessarily like it's a great gift shop in the sense that like you're buying for a friend who like also likes nostalgia. Like you're gonna find something pretty cool there for that person. It's not like I'm getting this for my grandmother kind of thing. Or maybe there's like a Werther shirt or something that might work out.
Yeah, but like I bought my husband a bunch of like vintage sports things there.
Are you paying like 1980s cool. prices for the shirts? Or are you paying like 2004?
I would say for the shirts. It's reasonable in terms of like that, like vintage market, I would say. Yeah. Right. Cause like you could go to like LA and buy the same shit for like $75 for like an old Bon Jovi t-shirt. Yeah. And old is like 2007. And you're like, oh, wow, that's vintage. So I'd say like price wise, really reasonable for the stuff you get in there. And there's a lot of good band shirts, just random shit that you're going to see in there. It's just fun to like dig through because it's sort of like, let's say you go to a Goodwill and you're doing this, you'll look through 1,000 shirts and maybe find one cool one. This is like, you'll look through 1,000 shirts and they're all cool.
Yeah.
So very selective really, taste.
They're really helpful too. Like,
well, it's exciting then. If you're in the search to try to find something, I'd rather go for the needle in a haystack at Goodwill.
You know what though? Everyone goes to Goodwill though. Like you have all these, that's a trend I don't like with gift shops is that tons of people go to Goodwill to try to
bargain.
Like, no, they're not hunting for bargains though. They're trying to find a bunch of shit that they can resell at a higher price. And it's like the point of Goodwill is for people who can't afford a suit to go there and try to find one, not for you to find one for $5 and try to sell it on eBay for $20.
Well, the thing is, like, I agree with that, but the person who still wants to buy a suit can still go to Goodwill for $5. Yeah. We're just saying, like, I found a cool suit that I think is worth more, right?
No, that's what that shop sounds like. It sounds like it's a way better version of that.
Well, it's just, I would say it's tailored to someone who was a fellow millennial who's like picking out stuff that...
No, I was going to say, I think that's the thing about it is it's like highly curated. So it's highly curated stuff, but like there's so much stuff that like I would never be interested in, but is really cool to see because it's old and there's some stuff that I'm super interested in.
Yeah.
But it's really well curated where like Goodwill is not well curated.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's a great
one. All the good stuff gets picked through pretty quick. Yeah.
I'm totally fine paying like a little bit more money for someone else to do the work because I suck at and hate thrifting. Hmm? It's so much like I have friends that are really, really good at it. Like one of my friends has like an online vintage store, like really cool stuff. And I'm just bad at it. I don't like it. Like I'm so overwhelmed by the idea of going and like Brimfield, for instance, buying the thing. And then you got to like bring it to your car and then you have to bring it home. And then you like usually have to clean it. And then you got to like find a place to put it. Like all it's just, it's way too much for me. And I suck at it. So I would much rather someone else do the work for me. And then I love buying secondhand stuff. I just don't want to seek it out. I like tried to get into thrifting once, like at Goodwill. I bought a bunch of clothes and I ended up looking like the singer of Pennywise.
I mean, that's a trend like I can get behind though.
I was like, I bought like a bunch of trucker hats and like, I think I was still, it was like, I was obviously still trying to wear cargo shorts.
Was this part of the bro hem tribute or?
But I was like, I don't know what I was going for, but I was like, all right, I'm done here.
I'm pretty sure that's my outfit that I have for tomorrow.
Right. We were like, I looked like Bill for some reason. We were matching outfits.
Andy and Pennywise is a band, not the clown.
I knew what they went. What she meant.
I was going to say Bill Skarsgård, but
yeah, he dresses okay, I think. Well, that it's a good point because I think the thing is like when you think about people who are reselling and they're selling at this higher price, it's like how much do they look for this thing? Because that's the other piece is like, it's easy to immediately say anyone reselling something is a piece of shit. But like sometimes you've like searched the world for something that's very unique that like you maybe only paid $5 for, but like your time and your commitment to finding this thing.
And you also know what you're looking for. Like you're educated in it where like I could go to Goodwill and buy a t-shirt that's worth $300 on the eBay scene or on, you know, the resale scene. And I could buy it and you know, cut it up into a million pieces for something where someone like that could go and buy it and know what they're buying. So, yeah. Like, there's also that value of them knowing what there's a market for and what people want.
Yeah, it's tough. And it's very eclectic because there's something out there for everybody for the most part when you go. And again, that's what's cool, I think, about Bomb Shack, to your point, too. It's like, yes, it's curated, but also, like, you're going to find something there. There's always something cool. We always leave with a bunch of stuff, so...
Yeah, it's always fun, and the music's always good.
Yeah, Jake, who owns the store, is always a good chat too. He likes to talk about stuff in there, and he'll show you the hidden collection if you make friends with him. Oh, it's got the stuff in. Let me show you. So we always appreciate that. And they had a Pog tournament last year. You can go and play Pogs there. So it's a cool it's a cool spot.
How did we miss that?
We just did. We missed out.
I can't believe this place exists.
It's so cool.
I'm going to go.
So January 25th, when we go to XWA.
Yes.
We'll hit up.
I mean, that is a Saturday. So I don't know. I might consider it.
Perfect.
Happy birthday, son.
Happy birthday. You're not coming with me.
Happy birthday. You're going to bed and I'm going to have fun.
As parents, we sacrifice a lot. We deserve these things.
What else is out there? Where else are you going to go?
So this one's kind of weird, but because it's not really vintagey, but like the Restore, I actually think of Andy when I go there about like how you used to like refurbish like tables, things like that. And it's kind of cool to get something for cheaper. And if you want to do some like woodwork and stuff and just kind of like just work on stuff and not, you know, like have to buy something like uber expensive.
I love the Restore. I go there all the time.
Right on.
I don't really find what I'm looking for, but that
no. Something. Well, that's the point. Yeah, that's a good point. I should say that. Like, whenever I'm in there, I'm like, okay, once again, it's like Christina said. I'm like, okay, I'm overwhelmed in here. I'm like, it's a cool idea to, you know, kind of work on this stuff. Andy did it. I think I might be able to do it.
Where is this located?
The bar is with Andy.
That's right. The bar is low.
I can do
if
it.
If Andy did this, fuck. I mean, it's gotta be easy.
No. Because I still haven't. It's on Hubbard Ave.
He turned a table into a slightly uglier table.
That's not true. Andy did a good job.
I did do a good job on that dresser. I did.
Yeah.
And that
I remember seeing a chair you did. You like reupholstered a chair.
I did. I reupholstered a couple of chairs. Yeah.
It was a little Beauty and the Beastie for me, but I appreciated it.
Tale as old as time.
It sang when you sat on it.
Send a picture of this chair. Is it like super overstuffed and pink or
no,
something?
I like tropical
prints.
It was
like a crushed velvet.
Yeah, so like I use tropical prints on like a lot of like if I redo a chair, like if it's like usually like it'll be like a wood chair and then like it'll have a pad. I'll take the pad off and then I'll do like a tropical print on it. And then, you know, this chair, Caitlin's dad broke though. He was like, this chair seems a little weak. And he was like shaking the back of it and the back just snapped. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? And he's like, where'd you get this? I'm like, the side of the road. Where do you think I got that? I got the side of the road like 2 years ago.
I think you got it at a Margaritaville restaurant.
Yeah. I'm like, shit, damn, man.
Good chance.
I love Andy's tiki. Is it like tiki theme or like just
kind of whatever? Well, to be fair, whatever cheap discount I can get on, the fabric, because I go to Joanne's fabric.
That's the way to do it.
And she's like, you know, you go there, you talk
whatever
to Joanne.
Offcuts they got.
Yeah, and Joanne will be like, well, I'm getting rid of this tropical print. And you're like, you're getting rid of that? Fuck, how much? $10? I'll take the whole thing. You got two? Give me
another. This is like a total digression. I'm sorry, but like a like goth Andy, like cigarette smoking goth Andy would be like.
I want to make a correction, though. Furniture. I was never goth because my mom did.
I mean, You were goth passing.
Thank you.
Yeah, goth adjacent.
Goth adjacent.
Would be reupholstering furniture, like tropical Hawaiian themed in like 25 years. I'd be like, no.
Oh, you got a freaking tropical bird on there. I'm like, is that a toucan? Who's not using this fabric?
The only thing gothic about Andy was that the bowl that his mom cut his hair with was black.
Thank you, Whip.
Would you believe that same person was wearing a nice knit cardigan? An oversized knit cardigan.
Angela Lansbury
on her shirt.
The cardigan didn't throw me. The The Hawaiian theme burned.
Something about just pink flamingos. I just love. I don't know what it is. Tropical prints, like the palm fronds. Caitlin does not like it. So like I don't get to do that as much. Some of the stuff I have sold. I
love retiring in Florida.
I know, right? You know what? I don't like Florida, though. That's a trend. I fucking, let's hot take here. Florida sucks.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It's a hot, not a hot swamp. Take.
Yep. Okay. I don't know how we got to Florida there, but.
Flamingos.
Where else are we going shopping?
Joanne Fabrics. I mean, she's got a bunch of good deals.
Heard.
She. As if it's like a mom and pop shop.
not associated with Michaels at all.
Well, So I went today, actually, and I picked out all my presents and told Brian to buy them for me. But we went to explore the borough, and it's like, it's the old elbow room.
Oh, dope. Oh, yeah, that was wicked cool.
Downstairs, there's like plants and planty things. And then upstairs, there's like crystals and cool stickers and pins and jewelry.
Are you describing nifty gifties right now?
Yes. You know, nifty. When you said nifty gifties, I immediately thought about this place that I went today. So
wait, where was the elbow room?
Was the elbow room? Yeah. Was that in Coatesville?
Yes.
Am I thinking of five chairs?
Yeah, oh, okay. That one. Yeah.
Okay. I never went
Was it
in
a
there.
Macaroni so, themed bar?
Yes, it was. All pasta dishes. All the time.
I'm okay with that.
I thought it was a good idea.
That's kind of rad, actually.
One place that I would go and buy stuff thinking about it now, it's not really here, but Faces in Northampton. They used to have a bunch of random stuff.
Oh, it's
that's
gone.
Gone, right?
I think so.
Way I will gone. Say a yes. Hidden gem in the Berkshires that has delicious homemade pies, Whitney's Farm Stand.
Yes.
Delicious what?
Delicious homemade pies.
Pies?
Yeah.
And sandwiches.
Ooh, sandwiches too. But I mean, you're out and about and you freaking want a pie after your day of shopping, you go stop by Whitney's.
Yes, shopping and pie.
All I'm thinking about are all the, like, I'm trying to contribute to this and like all I'm thinking about is are all the places I wish were still open and they're not. I'm like, I would buy gifts at the Wilderness Store at the Berkshire Mall.
Dead ahead. I'd get my ex-boyfriend the candy apple soap for his mom and then I'd get him a nice jeweled necklace.
Country.
Oh, country apple.
Country apple.
Come on now, Andrew. It's country apple.
Speaking of country, the Underground Mall.
Yo.
Is that little country store still open?
No.
Or no? Happy's like, no. Dude, that country store had a stranglehold on my mom. Like that like 90s country kitchen, like, oh my, she just loved that place so much. And we would go there. Remember there was a restaurant down there?
Yeah.
And a travel agency.
Yep.
I think the travel agency is still there.
There was a couple of things. Is the golf ball machine.
Oh, that's got to be
still,
there.
Or is that gone?
I took it away.
I'm fairly certain that's gone. I was down there last week. I'm pretty I've never seen it down there.
That's horrible.
It went to the same place that the boat went into that like skinny thing that the 3D running.
A landfill.
Yeah, a landfill.
We're sending America.
Yeah. The garden. Okay. My mom was like, what should I get your brother for Christmas? I'm like, just go to the garden, mom. Get him a hoodie. Like get him some t-shirts. And she was like, okay, the garden.
A pullover or zip up?
A pullover.
Right on.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Mark doesn't have the neck sensory issues like I do. Like he can wear a pullover.
Oh, okay. Good for him.
Like I can do a turtleneck, but I can't do a pullover.
What's Mark's last name again?
She almost got
nice try.
He almost got you.
It's like
now, I know Christina has a hatred for South County, but hear me out.
I do.
There's a place in Lee, right on Main Street, Christopher James Antiques and Collectibles. And it's a little bit smaller of a spot, but it's really well laid out. And there's always something cool there. I always find something. They have a big collection of pins. And I think about like a Ghostbusters pin there and then like a weird, like, I don't remember, like a band one.
Ooh.
They have like a little selection of video games and it's just like a miniature version of stuff that I like. And I always find something cool there. And then there's also like nicer things like glassware and things like that too. And there's clothing, but I have to stop there every time. It's just, when I'm going through Lee to go to Pittsfield, like I just love popping in. And there's another spot right next to it called the Uptown Store. And that's a little bit more dedicated to like music, I guess like stereo components and records and things like that. Oh, but if you like, if you like both those things, it almost feels like it could be like one store in a way, but just cool stuff at both of those. Mm-hmm. So if you're driving through, pop in Lee and check it out.
I don't hate downtown Lee. My disdain for South County does not anywhere that's like, I drive past to go to the Mass Pike doesn't count. So,
oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah, so downtown Lee is fine. Stockbridge at Barrington, the hoity toity.
And you know what it is? I have no reason other than like, I've never really been there.
No, that's what it is. A bunch of snotty tourists though too. Where?
Yeah, I know. I think my parents are like, we don't need to go there. Like you got everything you need right here, right here. But speaking of that drive, and I had to look it up to remember what it was called. Chocolate Springs.
Ooh,
I like Chocolate Springs. Oh, yeah.
My mom will always, because I'm 40 and my mom still needs to like buy gifts for me to give to people. But like anytime I've gotten, or my mom has picked up some chocolates for me to give to people, they are so blown away. So Chocolate Springs is like,
iced hot chocolate is so good.
Teachers, so good. The chocolates are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been around for a while now too. Like it's lasted. It's one of those stores where they first pop up and you're like, is this place going to be here for more than a year? And it's like 20 years later and you're like, great. Like they're still holding on
staple,
strong.
Yeah, it's just,
they had a great huge selection in there. We walked massive, in. We went to Antimony. We popped in and there was like,
oh yeah,
tons of cool stuff in there. Great selection. So great, great call out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely for Christmas goodies and stuff.
The best.
It made me think of one too. If you like toys, right? So if you want toys and you don't want to go to like the three sections at Target, Tom's Toys in Great Barrington is a really cool spot for like unique, interesting, not crazy commercialized toys. Lots of like classic wooden toys and then just like lots of cool trendy things too. Even some blind boxes, I think. So another cool spot if you want to buy local, shop local. Tom's Toys is a good spot.
Can we include North County, Christina?
Yeah, North County's fine.
Okay, awesome. The NORAD toy and candy shop also, kind of the same thing, Eric, is they got like old-fashioned candies, but they also have old-fashioned toys and stuff. And it's
love it.
Nice local spot. And it's like literally like a mile down the road from me. So.
And is there a record shop directly across the
hallway?
There
totally is. Yeah, Bell Tower. Yeah.
In that old mill.
I love how stuck in time North County is. Like last year, they
I feel attacked again.
They build it as like a Polar Express thing. And so I was all right, cool, let's do it. And oh man, I was
here's views of the lime plant as you go down.
That's exactly what I was like.
Look at all the abandoned buildings. I'm like,
I feel so attacked.
It was giving, and also I hate when people say that, like getting, you know, into like trends. It's giving. It was giving Chernobyl. Okay?
Yes. Oh, we were like, oh my God. It was though. And Santa's not even the whole, like he comes on at the other end and I'm like, guys, this train's been at 2 miles an hour and I'm just seeing dead trees and abandoned buildings. And I'm starting to get creeped out that someone's going to try to murder me and my children. Like Terrifier is coming out at the end of the track. Not Santa.
I'm nervous to put this.
I'll totally go again.
I said to Caitlin, I go, we're not doing this again. I said, I'm not torturing the children on this train ride with your family ever again.
Hey, it was like a total time warp.
It is Chernobyl vibe. Like you're like, oh my God, this place is like,
it's not that bad.
No, that's the problem though, is that North County is not, but the train track bill goes just like right behind the lime plant and all the abandoned factories. And you're like, look at all the bricks falling down. Like, you're like, guys, couldn't you just planted trees back here or fake trees? Like if they planted trees a couple of years ago, it would be a beautiful track surrounded by
some
trees.
If they thought stuff would grow in the soil, they would have planted it, Andy.
That's also part
true.
Of the
problem. That's true.
North County, where people came and said, look at all these hills. We could put houses on them.
Yeah, this that's is a smart also very idea. True.
There's no such thing.
Well, the hills
as ice.
Have eyes, so It's perfect.
Where every street is a 90-degree angle to get up it.
When did this turn into a roast of North County via Andy?
Feels so fucking attacked.
All right. Any other places, since we were clearly on topic, any other places that we should...
No, I don't know. I get everything at TJ Maxx, gifts, everything. I won't get back into TJ Maxx because it's...
I love the Maxx. TJ Maxx.
I'm a Maxx. Take it to the Maxx. That was the worst thing about COVID for me was when TJ Maxx was closed.
I hate when they constantly ask me to get a credit card, though. Would you like a credit card? I'm like, can you just put me on your credit card list, please? I'm like, just that can't...
I got one. And then I paid it off. And now when they... Because I shop there so much and they ask me now and I proudly say, no, I had one, but I paid it off.
Nice.
How much did you charge on it though? Like, I mean, I go out like...
Yeah, that's a good question.
It was like
$20.
Items. No, I specifically remember when I took it out. It was a long time ago and I was starting a new job, the job I have now, but it was a long time ago. And I was like, I need a new wardrobe and I'm pretty broke right now. And I was like, yeah, I'll take out this credit card. And I remember specifically getting a Cole Haan like coat, like a long puffy coat that I still have. It'll last me forever. I'm still trying to figure out what's wrong with it though, because there's always something wrong with things at TJ Maxx. It's always.
People are going to throw paint at you. You're like, listen, I need to shop here. My 40-year-old boss, my manager, told me TJ Maxx is the spot.
Wait, how's that so fur? Good. Where are you getting fur? Did you say it was fur?
No, Andy said it was fur.
I think Andy said it was fur.
He said Cole Haan and then he went to fur. I was very confused.
No, Andy.
Sorry. I love TJ though. I freaking go there and I'm like, I always head to the back section with like all the decor. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. And Caitlin's like, we are not getting a metal pink balloon animal statue. I'm like, I just want it though. I'm like,
dude, I've
been there all year. She don't want it. I'm like, I want it.
That's pretty rad.
I desperately need this one
from them.
This one fuzzy platform croc.
So Andy, there was this viral art that was going around on TikTok featured at Home Goods and TJ Maxx. And I'm with things that I'm learning through this podcast, I'm very interested in if you purchased it or have ever seen it. It's the Golden Girls with like
bathroom. I want them so bad. I can't find them. They were at our TJ. I saw that they were on there and I ran out and I couldn't find any. I got elephants in a bathtub years ago from TJ though.
They weren't at your TJ? Can you stop abbreviating every name?
I just don't know if I'm allowed to say TJ.
Joanne.
Like, am I doxing them?
Him?
You think his name is TJ Maxx?
Yeah.
You think it's...
Wait, hold on. Is that not the owner's real name? Like the original
Thomas
owner?
Joseph Maxx.
I always thought the original owner was TJ, last name Maxx. And that's why they named
Andy, it. Do you want me to fucking blow your mind right now?
Shit.
In other countries, it's called TK Maxx.
What? Who's the real owner? Is he a TK or is he TJ? Is it Timmy J Maxx? Roller skates.
Oh.
No, I can say Jay. Jay's not.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So here's a funny thing. I always confuse the name Michaels and Marshalls. So I'll say, oh, I'm going to Michaels. And Caitlin's like, well, you need craft supplies? I'm like, no, I'm going to check out the shirts and the cookware and stuff. And she's like, Marshalls? And I'm like, no, Michaels. And she's like, Michaels is the craft store. I always confuse that. And I'll go, oh, I'm going to Marshalls. She's like, oh, I want to go to Marshalls. I'm like, oh, you want some craft supplies? That's
I gotta say, Andy, that I do that too. I think it's an ADHD thing. Thank but you. I do it with jingles where like I confuse jingles in my head all the time and I'll just be singing like like love that chicken from Pep Boys. That is not the song at all. Popeyes does everything for less. Yeah, it just happens. I can't help it. And I'll do it. I'll just sing it in my head all day that way. But yeah, I've never done that with Water Slide World though.
Fuck yeah,
Water Slide World.
I'm really crazy about your wild slide.
Wild, you bet.
Thank you, Andy. The number one in family fun.
Come on,
that's
baby.
Right. What? All right. Can we just real quick? What is the last line of the song?
The way
I really love
feel.
The way we. You really love the way we feel.
Oh, see, I always thought it was. I really love the. You'll really love the way we.
That's.
I think you're probably right.
That's a lot of syllables.
Yeah, but it's if you listen to it.
Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to replay it in my head.
I heard your early Death Rats demo tapes, so.
Yeah.
Don't be acting like you can't be cramming that stuff in there.
I mean, Homeboy's got the best rhythm, for sure.
Bill took some great influence from the part where he goes, I'm on a baby, go to slides. Like, damn.
I'm like, man, this song is popping. I'm like,
I'm going to get Tony Braxton on this track.
We threw some oys in there, too.
All right, so hopefully we got to like rant about some stuff tonight.
Millennials, oh yeah, we did.
Are to do. It was fun to talk about. I'm just glad I got some of that off my chest. I'm glad I heard that someone else doesn't necessarily love Taylor Swift, even though my Spotify playlist sold otherwise last year. Yeah, well, that was last year. Let's see what this year comes out as. All right, I don't think it's going to be great, but we'll see. And hopefully there's
number one.
And if nothing else, we at least told Christina about some places that are not DJ Maxx. And some
upcoming events.
Yes.
I think some of our viewers found some new places out there. I mean, I didn't know about that place on North Street either.
Yeah, it's rad.
Yeah.
We've invited you there three times with us, but...
I can't believe you're going to leave us hanging on Waterslide World or leave your viewers hanging on that. I mean,
we're going to have to come back. It's going to be our next episode. Not like next episode, but our next episode with you, Christina. We're going to have you come on. We're going to talk about the rise and fall of Waterslide World.
Oh, I think we got to get some other guests on, though, because Christina's been causing some drama with people behind the scenes.
What?
Oh, you're talking about sweatpant community?
Yeah. Oh, stop. No. It's enough time for, you know, my anxiety to go down after being on it. And then it's like low enough for me to come back on, you know? So it's a good,
it's like a water slide.
Ebb and flow.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a water slide, but just like not so much chlorine. I wonder how much chlorine they use at Waterslide World.
99% chlorine, barely could call it water. That's fine. There's so much pee in there. You had to,
you got to dilute the pee somehow.
That was the other 1%. There was really no water in there. All right, well, we'll be back again in a few weeks. I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble gobble.
Hopefully no one gets murdered on Black Friday, although I'm pretty sure there's at least a few per year regarded or related to retail homicide. That's going to happen probably, it's just statistically, but hopefully no one that we know and everyone else stays safe. But otherwise, have a great night, everyone.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Happy Turkey Day.
Bye.
I've got to do my hair up right. Got to shift at Subway tonight. I'll bring my sister as my advisor. And my brother stole my visor. Load up the car with the whole. To